radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, September 17th, 2012, the start of a brand new week. Going to be a lot of stress and tension here, a lot of stuff going on here. A couple of program notes, of course. This is the first day in our new time slot, and we're going to be here from now on until, well, I don't know, until we change it again. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is still in our control room, still in charge of the warp drives, and still answering your calls when you call on in. Claire will be with us on Friday. Mimi Red Elk will be with us on Wednesday. I think we're having Don Wiskin back on Thursday. I'm still trying to get a clarification on if we're back on the original schedule or not. We're still getting a lot of emails from people who are no longer able to reach our website. And basically, somebody appears to be carrying out tests on how to hack into the domain name service. This is the online service that maps the name whatreallyhappened.com or republicbroadcasting.org and comes up with the IP, the numerical address that takes you to the server. And we've got, first of all, you can try going through a proxy. You can try going through our IP number directly, which is 173.236.29.251, and you can at least get to the main page there. We also have an article on the website on how you can edit your host's file on your machine to go to your favorite websites without having to go through DNS. It won't work for all websites because of what was called virtual domain naming when they started running out of the IPv4 addresses. So IPv6 will make that all go away. But the server for whatreallyhappened.com is specifically configured so it is reachable using the IP in case somebody tinkers with DNS ahead of a new false flag attack, which seems to be happening. And again, the precedent for that, in the weeks before 9/11, the FBI went around the United States of America shutting down Muslim charity websites to make sure there were no opposing points of view to the official story of 9/11. Now, over this last weekend, boy, were they piling up the bovine excrement about these protests all across the world. In fact, the USDA choice bovine excrement is piled up higher now than the World Trade Towers. But in this case, we understand clearly why this whole thing is collapsing and coming down here. And all this last week, the end of last week and through the weekend, we were seeing this constant drumbeat. The protests have nothing to do with U.S. foreign policy, has nothing to do with their support for Israel. They love us. We liberated them. They, you know, we don't understand how this stuff is going on here. And they're just selling that as hard as they can, that this is all about that silly anti-Islamic clip. And it's just a clip. Somebody took this real loser movie, Desert Warrior. They took some scenes out of it. They overdubbed them. They put it up there on YouTube. And by the way, the Arabic overdubbed version with subtitles and so forth didn't even go on YouTube until after the rioting was already well and truly underway. So the idea that this had something to do with the video is complete nonsense. And we've heard this from the White House press secretary. We've heard it from Hillary Clinton. We've heard it now from Susan Rice. And they're just out there to sell this whole idea that the angry people of all these nations that have been invaded, bombed, drone struck, regime changed, looted, pillaged, by the United States of America have no legitimate reason to hate us. You know, they're only angry because they hate our freedoms and because of this silly little video. Now, on Friday, I put out a call to keyboards to the Rivero's Rangers to go out there and post this article we had of all the pictures of all the children who've been blown up and crippled and killed in these wars and say, this is what these people are angry about. And I think it worked. I think you guys actually succeeded, because they're pulling off of that propaganda, and I got so many nasty emails from people saying, you shouldn't put up those pictures of those kids killed in war. You're distracting from the real issues. And one of them was so profanity-laced, I couldn't read it on the air. They'll shut down this radio station. But we did put it in the reader's letters section, so you can see just how angry we've made the propagandists. And I view that as a sign that we succeeded in denying them this illusion that the Muslims have no reason to be angry with America. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And obviously, this week's winner of the WhatReallyHappened.com Golden Poo Award has to be Benjamin Netanyahu. And he's just been out there just trying to sell this idea that Muslims are bad and they're dangerous and you've got to send your children to kill more of Israel's enemies. And I have to be very honest, and I want you to hold this in your mind as I go through some of these things he's been saying. I can sense the man is panicking. He knows he has lost control of the minds of the American people, that we're seeing through the lies and the propaganda and 60 years of this carefully crafted illusion of perpetual Israeli victimhood and perpetual Israeli need for money and support and everything is starting to crumble. And the American people are looking at their own government, realizing we are slaves to Israel. Washington, D.C. is a Vichy government that serves Israel at the great expense of the American people. So anyway, Netanyahu was back to this whole idea about Iran is close to a nuclear capability, saying they could have a bomb in just a matter of months here. And this is obviously in response to Leon Panetta's statement last week that were Iran to start building a bomb today, the United States would have an entire year to do something about it. Netanyahu is saying, no, you've got to do it now. You've got to do it now. They'll have a bomb in just 6 months. They're getting dangerous. And, you know, the idea that this is a big threat, of course, is nonsense. Because even if Iran had a nuclear bomb, they're not going to use it against Israel, and they're not going to use it against the United States of America, because the United States of America still has the world's most powerful nuclear arsenal. Israel is a nuclear power. They've got an estimated 300 to 400 nuclear weapons and delivery systems. Iran historically does not start wars of aggression. The last time they started a war of aggression was over 200 years ago in the war that captured the Kohinoor diamond. That's how old we're talking about. It is Israel and the U.S. that is trying to exert influence and conquer and regime change all these countries around the world. And I'd like to remind everybody, as more and more we hear these indications that Israel's just going to go ahead and bomb Iran's power station just to prove they can do it, because the U.S., having funded Israel to the tune of 4 times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program, having sent weapons and support and loan forgiveness and the lives of our children in wars against Israel's enemies. Now Israel's saying you have no moral right to tell us who we can and cannot attack, which, fine, that may well be true. And if it is true, then the U.S. also has no moral obligation to ever come to Israel's aid in these wars it's constantly starting. Now, a reminder, Israel bombed Iraq's civilian nuclear power station at Osirik under the claim that it concealed a clandestine weapons factory. Following the U.S. invasion, inspectors, international inspectors, IAEA, went in and took a look at the ruins of Osirik and found it was just a power station. There was no hidden bomb factory underneath the reactor, like Israel has under Dimona. And remember, Israel was the major source of the claims that Iraq had nuclear weapons of mass destruction. And as we know, those turned out to be false. So the reality is, Israel is batting zero at finding nuclear weapons factories in the Mideast other than its own underneath Dimona. So why would anybody listen to them now? And thankfully, gratefully, fewer and fewer people are listening to Israel right now. In fact, Netanyahu just went out on this rant and this tear. How dare American media have articles and segments opposed to war with Iran? You're not supposed to do that. Look at all the money that Israel has been bribing the American prostitutes with for the last 25, 30 years. You're supposed to earn that money now by selling the American people into throwing their children under the Iranian bayonets. Now, a little flashback. Back in 1992, 10 years ago, Netanyahu was saying exactly the same thing. Iran is on the verge of having a nuclear bomb. 1992, Shimon Peres was saying Iran was on the verge of having a nuclear bomb. 1995, the New York Times was quoting Israeli officials saying Iran would have the bomb by the year 2000. It never happened. This is Israel crying wolf, 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 wolf. I'm sorry, nuclear duck, nuclear duck, nuclear duck. And Netanyahu is now trying to remind everybody about terrorism in the United States of America. And he's trying to compare Iran to Timothy McVeigh and say, you know, you didn't know 9/11 was going to happen, so you don't really know what Iran is capable of doing, which I consider to be a veiled warning. He's still considering a false flag attack. And then he came out here and said, Iran is guided by, this is a direct quote, Iran is guided by leadership with an unbelievable fanaticism. It's the same fanaticism that you see storming your embassies today. You want these fanatics to have nuclear weapons. I think when it comes to fanaticism, we're dealing with a classic case of projection here. It's Israel that is the fanatic. It is Israel that is waving around these 2,000-year-old parchments written by a bunch of shepherds trying to convince themselves they were important people that says Israel is supposed to be all of the land from the Nile to the Euphrates, and you're supposed to go out there and get them for us. And like I said, from all various arguments, from the sheer hysteria that is coming down, I think Netanyahu is starting to realize he does not have an iron grip on the people of the United States anymore. The grip is slipping. I think that's one of the reasons they've been hopping across the border into Canada, trying to subvert their government, trying to get Canada to go make war against Iran. But Canada is not even capable of fighting and winning a war in Iran. And that's why Netanyahu is just, he's panicking. He knows the American people are breaking free of all this brainwashing. He knows the U.S. economy is heading for a new crash, which will cripple America's ability to back up Israel. You've ever seen like this little tiny kid who's got this big, hulking, muscular, but dumb friend that always fights his fights for him in the schoolyard, and the little kid goes out and picks a fight, and then, you know, his good friend comes out and says, "You were saying bad things about my friend," and pummels somebody into the ground. Well, that big hulking brute that does what the little spoiled brat tells him to do is getting ready to go away, and the little brat is now in a panic because he can't find a new big ugly brute to fight his fight for him. And he's going to have to learn how to be humble. And again, a perfect metaphor for that was the movie Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. There was this amazing character called Master Blaster. It was actually two people. There was Master, who was this little tiny dwarf who was very, very smart and intelligent. And he always rode around on this big, mutated, hulking monster called Blaster. And they operated as a unit. And Master would say kill, and Blaster would go, ugh, and kill. And part of the storyline of the movie was Blaster is removed from the scene, and all of a sudden Master has to go back to being just this little tiny powerless dwarf. And that's exactly what is getting ready to happen to Israel. And Netanyahu knows this. He could go down in history as the prime minister of Israel who destroyed his own nation here. Now, getting back to the bovine excrement about they only hate us for our freedoms and it's all about the video. Hillary Clinton was out there looking at the riots in Libya and saying, "How can this happen in Libya? We liberated them. We saved them from that evil Gaddafi." This might be a good time to go back and look at a quote by Bernard Henry Levy, who was the architect behind the invasion and conquest of Libya. A few months ago at a convention organized by the French Zionist Council of Jewish Organizations, Bernard Henry Levy announced, quote, "It is as a Jew that I participated in the political adventure in Libya. I would not have done it if I had not been Jewish. The invasion of Libya was all about Israel's interests, and the people of Libya know it. And the people of Yemen know it, and the people of Afghanistan know it, and the people of Iraq know it, and the people of Iran know it, and the people in every one of those countries that are burning American embassies and American fast food franchises, they know that's what this is about. This is, in fact, all about America's foreign policy of unquestioning support and backing for Israel's interventions in the Middle East. It's about hegemonic domination by the United States and Israel, and the people are angry about it." Now, what I think happened, we're now getting this report from Egypt's prime minister that some of the protesters they arrested at that first protest at Cairo have confessed they were paid to be there. So I think what happened is they put out that silly little video and they staged two incidents, one in Libya, one in Cairo, so the media could say, "Oh, those Muslims, they're animals, they're unreasonable, they have no respect for freedom of speech." And then all of a sudden, spontaneous protests that were triggered by these staged incidents erupted all across the Middle East, and now the U.S. is in damage control. Because all the world sees that all of these people in all of these nations the United States has brought the blessings of democracy and private central banking to aren't happy about it. And they're upping the ante. They're piling more bovine poo on top of the already existing bovine poo and hope that you won't notice the smell is getting worse here. Over at ABC, Brian Ross is now claiming that Iran is capable of producing a nuclear weapon in only 4 weeks' time. Remember back in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq? They can attack us in just 45 minutes. It's just more of the same. And the level of hysteria that we're seeing in the corporate media, they're not getting the traction. This was the full court press to re-educate Americans that Muslims are bad and Israelis are good and that a loyal American should be perfectly willing to throw the live bodies of their children onto the Iranian bayonets for Eretz Israel. And it isn't working. They're not getting the traction. And everybody listening to this show who went out there and posted to blogs and websites, media websites over the weekend, you done good. You all get a cookie. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter. This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, diplomats, U.S. diplomats in Beirut at the U.S. Embassy are burning all of their classified files. They're not sure that they can maintain the integrity of the embassy if Lebanon explodes in this anti-American violence. And it very well might. Because more and more across the Middle East, they've been very, very patient with all of this abuse, looting of their natural resources, looting of their wealth, imposition of private central banking, the constant bombing of innocent women and children, non-combatants. So they're burning their classified material. And the reason they're doing is there was a major Charlie Foxtrot over in Libya. Because apparently they wanted the ambassador assassinated, so they had a bloody shirt to wave around. But apparently the protesters got into the embassy and acquired the files of all of the people in Libya who had helped the U.S. invasion. And no doubt the people of Libya are going to be treating these people the way the French underground treated the collaborators during the Nazi occupation. It's the exact same model all over again. So those Libyans who sold out, who took their 30 pieces of silver, to turn Libya over to control of a foreign puppet regime, they're probably not getting a lot of sleep right now. If they're smart, they're skedaddling for the border here. Now, we are getting more and more indications that the incident in Libya was staged, was pre-planned. Like I said, we've got a report. The Egyptian prime minister is saying that the people they arrested said they were paid to be there. Still unanswered, who was signing the checks? But the Libyan president is saying that there was plenty of advance warning, that the United States knew the date and time of the embassy attack at least 3 days ahead of time. And, of course, the official story from the United States is this was a spontaneous eruption of anger in response to that video. Now, even the U.S. is starting to back off on that and say, well, yeah, I guess maybe it was planned ahead of time, which would put it before the arrival of the Arabic version of this video on YouTube. So the timeline is off. This almost feels like this whole operation wasn't really planned all that well. It was kind of a cowboy operation, a shoot from the hip. Because they've made so many mistakes on this situation here. Let's see. Now, we already covered paid to protest here. Now, over on Rachel Maddow's show, and we already saw earlier today yet another announcement from the American corporate media that there is no evidence Al-Qaeda is involved in any of these riots and protests. Now, this is kind of strange because Rachel Maddow released a cable written by the ambassador who was killed in Libya, basically identifying Derna, a city very close to Benghazi, where Stevens was killed, as a hotbed of Al-Qaeda activity. So we're always back to that Al-Qaeda. This is a group that the U.S. created back during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Hillary's on video saying, yes, the United States created Al-Qaeda. That's why they named it with something that actually means toilet in Arabic slang. This was thought up by the Americans. And we know the American Al-Qaeda that are all over here to try and scare us that there's a terrorist threat in our midst, they're all phonies. They're all fakes. They've been exposed over and over again. The alternative media has even forced the corporate media to acknowledge, yeah, Adam Gadon is really Adam Perlman, and Yusuf Al-Khattab is really Joseph Cohen. You know, really, but they're dangerous Islamic terrorists now, so forth and so on. Like you wake up one morning and decide, I'm not doing anything else today, and I've already seen American Idol, and there's nothing but endless reruns of the Bourne Tedium on cable. I think I'll put on a turban and go blow up a building. It just doesn't make any sense at all. The core issue in the anger of all these people is Israel and U.S. support for Israel and hegemonic domination and bombings and subversion and regime change. And the American corporate media has been given their orders to convince you it's all about the video and because they hate us for our freedoms. And I think we're seeing a very textbook case in front of us of the idea that for propaganda to work, it's got to be believable, and this just isn't. And from where I sit, it looks like most of the American people aren't buying this particular pile of bovine excrement. And that's why the hysteria and the panic is on display, both in Israel and in America's horrors for Israel and the corporate media. They're all out there saying, oh, no, it's really, it's just the big lie. And they're trying to pour on more liars in the hope that, look, all of these people who've been given awards and accolades and recognition and they've got gold shiny things on the wall, you're supposed to listen to the people with the gold shiny things on the wall. You're not supposed to listen to those bloggers out there just because they're logical and make sense. If you start using your brains, the terrorists will win. Department of Homeland Security is out there now claiming that Iran is forming a new terror axis with the Muslim Brotherhood. They're trying as hard as they can to somehow link Iran into this thing. Last week they were showing clips of the Iranian takeover of the U.S. Embassy in 1979 and saying, see, this is just the way they think. But there is no link. Nobody can document a link. Iran isn't that stupid. The link between the riots, at least the first two incidents, appears to be pointing back to the U.S. and Israel. More after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
D-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. Drops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this attempt to somehow find a way of linking evil Iran with all of the anti-American protests all across the Middle East. And last week, they were just this very ham-handed attempt to show the current protest at American embassies across the Middle East and just show alongside them video from the 1979 takeover of the embassy in Iran. And take over an embassy, that's basically the only link that is there. Yeah, people got angry, they took over an American embassy. People tend to do that when they get angry with America's take over the embassies. And but that's the only link they can find. So now the Department of Homeland Security is saying, oh yes, we know that Iran is forming a new terror access with the Muslim Brotherhood and blah, 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 blah. So remember, when you hear that really big bang, just think, Iran did it. Iran did it. Iran did it. over and over and over again like the good little sheep that you all are. Or at least that Israel and the United States government hope you are. I know better. I wouldn't even be doing this here. But, the reality is that this is just a parade of lies. It's a parade of lies. And yet, if you go to internal documents in both the U.S. and Israeli government, you know they don't actually believe what they're telling you. This is just a sales pitch. The U.S. and Israel have admitted in their own policy papers that Iran threatens Western hegemony, not Western security, let alone survival. It's all about power in the Middle East, control of the Middle East, control of the Middle East oil, control of Middle East economy, the imposition of private central banks. In every one of these conflicts in the Middle East, the United States and Israel have always struck first. They always have the excuse, oh, we had to attack them. They were getting ready to attack us. Really, we knew it. Miss Cleo and her crystal ball told me that. It's all about protecting the global private central banking cartel. And if you have a loved one that is in the military, heading to the combat zones, just ask yourself, is it worth the life of our young men and women to prop up that pretty printed piece of paper called the Federal Reserve Note? Because the Federal Reserve Note became the de facto international trade currency following the Bretton Woods Conference at the end of World War II. And it was supposed to be held in check. The U.S. government was not supposed to overprint those dollars, which they went ahead and did. And other countries that were dealing in dollars started getting very nervous. And so back during the administration of Richard Nixon, these other countries started asking for the gold bullion that they had on deposit at the New York Federal Reserve. They wanted it back under their own control. And Richard Nixon said no, slammed the gold door, revoked convertibility, said you will accept the dollar on its face value just on the paper and ink. That made people a lot more nervous. So the United States went out and they made this deal with all of the oil-producing nations. They're arming Israel, and Israel's threatening all those Middle Eastern nations. And so the U.S. goes over to the Middle Eastern nations and say, look, we're sorry we gave Israel all those weapons, and we're sorry that we let Israel steal all those weapons-grade uranium from the United States here, but we promise we'll protect you. We'll give you weapons. We'll give you support. We will hold Israel in check from invading you as long as you make the dollar the international oil currency, and all of the OPEC nations agreed to that originally. Well, starting right after 9/11, when Israel's arrogance set new records, it became very obvious the United States cannot restrain Israel from attacking other oil nations in the Middle East. And so these other oil nations are figuring, okay, this deal that was made a while back obviously doesn't work anymore. We're going to start trading our oil in other currencies. And every nation that has announced that, Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan, all of these nations that are saying we're going to accept other currencies for our oil have come under attack to protect the petrodollar, the oil-backed currency. And that's what this is really all about, because if the world abandons the dollar as an international trade currency, and it's already happening, and if the world abandons the dollar as the international currency for the purchase of oil, then foreign demand for dollars will evaporate because they're not really worth anything. There's no gold backing them up. All that backs them up is your slave labor. And the people of the world are looking at the people of the United States of America as we stand up and say, we will not be the slave labor that backs up this paper currency put out by a privately owned central bank. And they're pulling away from the dollar. And the U.S. is trying to stop it by going out and conquering the world and saying, you will go back to using the dollar, which is exactly what they did in Iraq. Saddam says we're going to sell our oil for any currencies that anybody cares to trade in. Boom, invade Iraq, lynch Saddam, force Iraq's oil industry back onto using the dollar only. Over in Libya, Gaddafi says we're going to have a state bank and a value-based gold dinar, and we're going to sell and trade our oil in other currencies. Boom, invade Libya, murder Gaddafi. They're back on a private central bank, and their oil is being trafficked solely in the dollars. That's what this is all about. It's all about the oil. It's always been about the oil. Over in Iran, one of their members of parliament, who's also running for Iranian, I'm sorry, not Iranian president, I guess he's, okay, I didn't read this article, but basically this Iranian lawmaker is out there saying that support of Israel is a precondition to be allowed to be U.S. president, and it certainly seems to be. We certainly saw that at the Democratic National Convention. You will support Israel. You don't get to do anything else. You know, once you support Israel, you can go out and play, you know, slap around the gays or something like that. But first and foremost is always support for Israel. And the American people are beginning to realize that. And that's why Netanyahu's in a panic. He knows the days when he can rely on the American people to go fight Israel's wars and pay for them and die for them are coming rapidly to a close. And he's trying to wring one more war out of the American people before the party is really finally over here. Meanwhile, over in Syria, more and more weapons are being sent in to help the Free Syria Army, the hired mercenaries. 400 tons of weapons have docked in Turkey to be sent across the border into this hired mercenary army that so far has not been able to achieve the quick victory that everybody was hoping for. So they're starting to escalate that. More and more weapons. There was a report earlier today that Syrians, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, have invaded Lebanon. Those gosh darn Syrians, we must give them what for. The subtlety is gone from this. The United States and its allies and the master of all, Israel, are trying to start a global war to solve all their problems. They can't think of anything better to do. They're not going to back off their claims and demands of Eretz Israel. They're not going to back off their demand that everybody be slave to a private central bank. They're ready to blow up the entire world to make the world safe for private central banking. That's how sick these people are. They truly are insane. Which is why it makes it so silly for Netanyahu to be running around screaming about those fanatics over there in Iran. You know, Iran has one of the largest populations of Jewish people in the Mideast outside of Israel. And they're happy. They're unmolested. They get along great. Israel offered the Iranian Jews financial incentives paid for by the U.S. taxpayer to emigrate to Israel. And the Iranian Jews said, why should we do that? We've got homes. We've got businesses. We've got family. We've got synagogues. People leave us alone here. We're safe and comfortable. We're not going to do it. If Iran were really these fanatics and haters that the corporate media is trying to convince you they are, wouldn't they be oppressing the Jews inside their own country the way Israel is oppressing Muslims inside Israel? Of course not. Meanwhile, Rick Santorum is out there trying to financially exploit the Middle East unrest. He's out there saying, oh, this rising violence, the world is a danger. Support me and I will protect you from them, blah, 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 blah. By the way, at this particular moment, The radio studio for the What Really Happened radio show out here on Oahu is surrounded by three geckos and a very angry mongoose. So donations to save the world from rabid mongooses are certainly welcome and encouraged here at this point. If Santorum can do it, I can do it. There's a danger from geckos. Look at that insurance they're trying to get you to buy right now. It really is getting very, very silly out there. And it would be laughable if the lives of our children were not at stake here. But you remember what Henry Kissinger used to say? Military people are just dumb, stupid brutes to be used as pawns in the great game out there. Meanwhile, the United States is deploying forces rapidly to at least 18 different locations to guard the embassies against the rising tide of American anger. Meanwhile, NATO has admitted that their latest drone strike, airstrike rather, in Afghanistan killed 8 women and girls, young girls, all females, who were doing nothing more than collecting firewood. And they were seen just bending on the ground and stooping and picking up firewood. And somebody says, oh, they're planting an IUD, improvised explosive device, or whatever it is they thought. Whatever the excuse is, they hop up the pilots on speed. They're blowing up trash bins and food carts and stuff and thinking, I got a terrorist attack. So they're admitting, yeah, they killed 8 more innocent civilians who were just out there picking up firewood because the invasion of Afghanistan has driven these people back down to abject poverty. And the only way they're going to heat their homes and cook their food is to go out and gather scrap wood to burn. And when they do that, they get hit with an airstrike. But remember, says the White House press secretary, they're only angry about that video clip. And they only hate us for our freedoms. It's got nothing to do with blowing up women and children and drone strikes and private central banking. Really, as a loyal American, you will believe the lies. Because that's what loyalty is. The converse to that is also, of course, that the only power a dictator has over his people rests in his compelling them to believe the official lies. When you stop believing the official lies is the day you become free of the tyrant. And I think that day is starting to happen because the lies have just reached a point of complete unbelievability here. All right, we got a call on the line. Steve in Ontario. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Listen, I've got two questions for you. One is a gotcha question, so I'll save that one for a second. But I wanted to ask you, do you know anywhere else in the media where people like yourself are breaking through this mantra about hating Muslims as effectively as you are?
I'm seeing it all over the place.
Where?
In fact, I've got a bunch of these stories linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, where more and more of the journalists on smaller independent media and TV stations are starting to say, really, none of this is making sense. That's why Netanyahu was out earlier today screaming at the American press for articles that oppose war with Iran.
Okay, well, I mean, we can both agree it isn't even coming close to hitting the mainstream media yet.
Yeah, but the mainstream media isn't mainstream anymore. That's why I call them the corporate media. If you look at their audience, their actual audience numbers and their readership, it's in massive decline. Advertisers are leaving them. We have more people reading whatreallyhappened.com than read any of the big city newspapers, with the possible exception of the New York Times, and I'm not even sure about their numbers because they got caught lying about their distribution in order to run up their advertising rates. So we call them the corporate media, but they're no longer the mainstream. The mainstream is now here.
Well, I mean, I'm on your side 100% here.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else, I haven't heard anybody else in the media really set the record straight.
Corporate media, you won't. It's all taking place at the lower levels. It's like that fact check that's on that privately owned Fox News station. You know, and I'm blanking on the guy's name, but I mean, his stuff is coming out there. It's all happening at the grassroots level. You know, the big recognized corporate media, like the too big to fail banks, they like to think they're in control of the situation, but they aren't anymore.
No, right. By the way, September 6th and 7th, did you see the announcements by China and Russia consecutively there regarding their trade in oil?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, we saw that. And that's all of a sudden we're seeing, again, in the corporate media, the anti-Russian and anti-Chinese rhetoric. Now the U.S. is trying to kick off a conflict over there in China over these Chinese fishing grounds. And we're going to be talking about that later in the show.
Okay, I got a gotcha question, and I mean it with respect, not really gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of how many American military bases, because I wasn't familiar with this, are surrounding Iran?
I think it's something like 46, 47, something like that.
Exactly. Now, I want you to just, I mean, so we now live in a world where the majority of Americans are led to believe that Iran is the threat, and you've got 46 military bases surrounding them. Can you imagine if Iran had 46 military bases surrounding the United States, what would happen?
Well, it would go, oh, those gosh darn Iranians, how dare they? But yeah, the reality is Iran is not the threat. We have seen this consistent pattern ever since 9/11 of just moving into the Middle East and garrisoning the place the way ancient Rome tried to garrison all of the world. The problem is the U.S. military forces are stretched way too thin. A lot of those bases are literally placeholders. They're set up to be used in the event of an outright war, but the actual materiel and personnel at some of those bases is an absolute minimum. But we're seeing as the U.S. military exhausts its stockpiles, exhausts its men and so forth, we're starting to see some of these outlying provinces start to break away, which, of course, signaled the fall of Imperial Rome.
So my little theory would be that the neocons behind Romney are really attempting to bring down Obama as fast as they can and are probably mm-hmm. behind this killing of the ambassador in Libya.
Well, they're certainly in support of this push for war with Iran, but you know, the latest polls are showing that Romney is really starting to slide, and I think that's a reflection that people are fed up with all of this davening to Tel Aviv. Not that Obama is any less, but I think the reality is that Obama in his second term, because he cannot run again, is going to be much more difficult for Israel to control, and I think that's why Israel has thrown its support behind Romney, because in the middle of Romney's first term, Romney will do whatever Israel says because he's going to want that second term. Second term presidents tend to ignore a lot of their obligations to the people who put him in that office, and I think that's why there's this big push to make Obama a one-term president, and I think it's backflashing on them. Romney's already changing his position on Obama, and he's already in thrash mode. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back. Now, you can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite that gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Damascus is now accusing Turkey of allowing the Mujahideen, or the Syria army, the mercenaries, whatever you want to call them, cross into Syria. And we already know that's ongoing because we reported earlier some 400 tons of weapons, including anti-aircraft missiles, have been delivered to a harbor in Turkey, you know, to go over the border into this hired mercenary army that's trying to overthrow Assad. Now, there's no question the United States and Israel can just go around Syria to go into Iran. But from the political point of view, with a war-weary people here in the United States of America, we have been at war with Israel's enemies longer than we were in World War II, and we're tired of it. If Syria survives the U.S. onslaught, public enthusiasm for yet another adventure against yet another one of Israel's enemies is decidedly going to cool much faster than it already is. Now, speaking of Syria, Israel's government is now coming out with a position that since they were able to go into Syria and bomb an industrial facility without repercussion, that they can do exactly the same thing in Iran and they will not need U.S. support. Now, this is nonsense. Syria is not Iran. Okay, and again, when Israel bombed that Syrian facility, they claimed it was a weapons factory. Now they've backed off and said it was an alleged Syrian nuclear reactor. And there was never any evidence to support either claim. They just went ahead and bombed anything that they thought felt they were going to bomb, and they got away with it. Because the U.S. stood behind Israel at the United Nations and said, well, yes, that might have been something that Syria was not supposed to have. But if Israel goes ahead and bombs the power station inside Tehran, there will be repercussions because Iran is a much more militarily powerful nation than Syria is. And while Iran is historically not in the habit of initiating wars of conquest, they are in the habit of responding to invasions and attacks. Of course, we all understand what Israel's real game is here. They're going to say, we're going to attack Iran on our own. And then the instant Iran counterattacks, Israel will run to Washington, D.C. and say, save us from the mean people, please. You know, we're so weak and helpless here, and we meant well, and, you know, you were supposed to back us. And then the U.S. government will say, there. We have about 4 or 5 million of these young Americans. They don't have jobs. We'll put them in uniforms and send them over there to kill your enemies for you. Just don't forget those wonderful AIPAC contributions, because we've got campaigns coming up here. Now, up in Germany, we're starting to see some spine show up there. Germany's defense minister, Thomas de Maizière, has basically come out opposed to Angela Merkel's statement that she would work to cancel the contract between Germany and Egypt for Egypt to purchase some of these same Dolphin-class diesel-electric submarines that Germany has been forced to give to Israel for war reparations. Forgetting that the German government that did all of that nasty stuff, whatever it was, is long gone. And most of the people who did all that stuff are dead and gone. But Israel gets free submarines and then stands up and says, you can't sell those submarines to Egypt. And Merkel said, yes, sir, we will. Well, now the defense minister is saying, no, Israel does not have a right to veto Germany's private government decisions. And he's absolutely right. So finally we're seeing some spine from the German government to stand up to Merkel. Going to be a huge political defeat. She may have exhausted her political capital on this issue of forcing Germany to go on being part of the European Union and being the source of cash for all of these endless bailouts, which ultimately cannot work anyway. So Merkel may be on her way out with this one. Going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
It's true.